ain't got running water. And the bathroom is already back there, but they ain't giving no water yet.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear another name for those bathrooms outside?
Yeah. Old time name.
Mm-hmm.
Call them privies.
Okay.
Call them privies. And my mama's day, mm-hmm. and my grandma's day. A whole lot of folks didn't have that. But if you had that little room outside you call privy, you were trying to keep things sanitary,
mm-hmm.
if you had that. But the sale of the community didn't have them.
Mm-hmm. What different buildings did they have on a big farm?
Hmm?
What different buildings would they have on a big
farm? They had barns.
Mm-hmm.
Barn.
Where would you keep corn?
Barn, in the barn. That was called in slavery time barn.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you kept your corn at.
Mm-hmm.
Kept your cotton you in a cotton house.
Mm-hmm.
You'd have to build that out in the field. The empty cotton
mm-hmm.
after you wait up until you catch the gin.
Mm-hmm.
Catch the gin them days. An ox wagon or mule wagon.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear of a crib or corn crib?
Corn.
Yes, ma'am. We had a corn crib.
Many of them.
Did you have one?
Many of them, yeah. Many of them.
Mm-hmm. What would you call that upper part of the barn? Where you
Low.
Mm-hmm. And say if you had too much hay to put up in the barn.
You stuck it up on a stick.
Mm-hmm.
One of the prettiest monuments you see in them days. You get a stick about tall as this house, you know, 12, mm-hmm. 15 feet tall. Stick it down on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Then you put that hay around and around and around and around and around. Around. Grow till they carried up narrow, you know, and it looked pretty.
Mm-hmm.
As it go up, then you'd get it tall. You care about being a little stagnant, you'd come down, then you'd make you another one.
What'd you call that?
A stack of hay.
Mm-hmm.
Haystack.
Huh?
Haystack. That's for the cows and the mules stand around and eat, you know.
Mm-hmm.
When it gets cold, they stand around in the barn lot and eat around there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What about, you know, when you first cut the hay and you dry it, you
let it dry.
Rake it up in little piles?
You let it dry
mm-hmm.
a day or so before you rake it up. Then you rake it up, then you start to can it to your place. Why you gonna stack it out or can it to your press?
What do you call those little piles of hay?
That's a stack. I done stacked my hay up.
Well, do you ever hear of a shock or a heap or mow of hay?
A chuck.
Mm-hmm.
What you say?
Chuck, you mean?
Chuck means. A chuck means you done round it up, getting ready to bait it, or either you're getting ready to haul it.
Mm-hmm.
You rake it up in a shock, so you be done rake it up off the ground, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's not too much trouble raking it off, picking it up off the ground without raking it.
Mm-hmm.
And when you put it in the shock, you can drive up to your shock, throw it on your wagon or you know,
mm-hmm.
and then haul it to where you go bailing it or either stacking it.
Where do people keep grain?